friend. How you doing? This is Sasha, and you're listening to Enlivened. Your happiness is your responsibility. If you aren't happy right now in this moment, if you're not fulfilled, it is your responsibility. It may not be your fault, right? But it's still your responsibility to get out of it. Chances are, if you're listening to this right now, you're over 18. Most of you, I would say you're probably over 18. And if you're not, how did you find this podcast? Okay, so that's beyond the point. But what I want to say is that you are fully responsible for your own happiness. You are fully responsible for your own happiness. And I'm going to tell you straight up the thing that you need to do in order to take your life from feeling unhappy to feeling happy. And it's so simple. Stop doing things to be liked. Stop doing things because you think they're going to get you something. Start doing stuff because you are genuinely curious about it. What are you most curious about? I'm going to tell you a little story about me. When I was in my darkest, darkest, darkest days, I became seduced. My curiosity became my depression. I was fascinated by my own sadness, by my own depression, by my own fantasy, my imagination going to the darkest places. That became my curiosity. That became the thing that my mind wanted more of. My mind was curious about what it meant to be depressed. My mind was curious about, are there other people that are depressed? And my mind became curious about, why are people depressed in the first place? And then I started looking up about ways that people stopped getting depressed. Why did people like that were depressed for so long suddenly stop being depressed? And what I found is two things. Number one, people that are sad are not necessarily depressed. And people that are depressed are not necessarily sad. When we don't know the difference between sad and depressed, this can get confusing, but feeling sadness is a very healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to feel. If you need more depth about why it's important to feel, I highly suggest listening to the episode Elephant in the Room, which is basically all about emotional constipation and that being the epidemic of our society nowadays. Most people not wanting to feel. Now, sorry for that tangent. Now let's go back on point. So what I really want to talk about is the difference between depression and sadness. We're really going to focus on depression today and how that became my curiosity, my ultimate focus. I basically was lifeless, like nothing felt like anything. And this is something that I felt that when I came home to myself, whenever I had to be on, quote unquote, on, like when I had to perform this role of life, like perform this role of student, perform this role of hockey captain, perform this whatever role I thought I had to do, I kind of hid the truth of how sad I was. And this continued for years and years and years. And still, the thing that caught me, the thing that kept me living or kind of interested, like every time I would have a second to myself on my computer, I would research depression. I remember sitting in the doctor's office for, I can't remember, something about my teeth or maybe my wisdom teeth, or I don't even remember. And I saw this depression pamphlet and I would pick it up and I would read all about it. Like I was fascinated with people who were depressed, who had healed themselves, or who, like, the different modalities, the different things that you could do. Because if you've ever been depressed, you know it's not just being sad. Being depressed is, there's not a reason for it. And that's the thing that I kept looking for. I kept being like, well, I'm not allowed to be sad if I don't have a reason, because people would say to me, like, what do you have to be like sad about? And I had nothing to say. So I looked for things to be sad about. I was like, oh, it must be because this person said that. It must be because this time this happened. Like, I literally could not put together why I was so depressed. And then when I started like watching movies or something, I'd be like, oh my God, that happened to me. And that person's allowed to be sad. So I guess I'm also allowed to be sad. Oh, this happened to me. And this person's depressed and drinking their face off. So I guess I can also be depressed and drink my face off. It became okay to be depressed the more that I looked into it. But then I started to see that some people get out of it. Some people get out of it. And then I started to be fascinated with those people. The people that have gone there, the dark fucking depths, like, you can't believe that you've been thinking those thoughts, and you've been thinking them, and they keep popping in your head, and you actually, you know, when that happens, usually you're not really aware of emotional intelligence, and the fact that you're not your thoughts, and, you know, you're the observer of your thoughts. Like, I did not know that I was the observer of my thoughts at the time that I was depressed. But what I did have was curiosity. I had curiosity about humans and how some humans that had been the most depressed, they got themselves out of it. It wasn't necessarily a drug. And I really believe that some people need that. Everybody has a different journey. But I'm not here to talk about taking drugs and not taking drugs if you have depression. That's not the point of this podcast episode. And I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to speak to that. What I do want to speak to is the necessity of having purpose, the necessity of having like a reason to be, a reason to live, a reason to get up in the morning. We're not really at joie de vivre, but we are at raison de vivre. What is your reason to live? And for me, just like it was in those days, it's still curiosity. I'm so, so curious about how much I can bring to this world. Aren't you? Aren't you curious about what you can do? Aren't you curious about the magic that you can create in this world? The beauty about what's going on right now with the coronavirus, fuck, I'm so excited to, you know, not have these words so commonly said every single day, but right now they are very common and we're hearing a lot of words, but there's something so beautiful that happens when we're able to pause, when we're able to get a break. It's just like when you were in school and you'd get summer break, get a little bit of a breather. You get to reassess, like, how do I want to show up at school, like, when it's September? Like, how do I want to show up? Do I want to dress different? Have I evolved as a person? Have I become someone else? Do I want to do my hair different? Do I actually want to get my hair dyed? Like, do I want to put purple streaks in it? We become curious about who we want to show up as, right? Like, this is the same thing when you're in grade 4 and you want a Power Ranger something. And when you're in grade 7 and you want Pokemon something. And when you're in grade 11 and all of a sudden you want Juicy Couture something. Who do you want to be now? What's the next thing for you? What's the next chapter? What are you curious about? Because everybody comes to me and they want to know their purpose. They want to know what they're supposed to do in life. That is not the truth. The truth is that they haven't actually listened, because the truth is everybody knows. But a lot of people are blinded by what they should do, by what they think they should do. Most people are blinded because they still identify as their thoughts. They still think that the thoughts in their heads are right. They identify with the thoughts in their heads as opposed to being the observer, the person who observes the thoughts. The reason that you can observe your thoughts is because you're not your thoughts. Your thoughts are just these frequencies that pop into your head, because most of the time they're on a loop. They're on a loop. So without going down that that loop, what I really want to bring this podcast episode to a conclusion is that when you have something that you're deeply curious about, that gives you purpose. What are you curious about? What are you Googling all the time? Look at your search history. Look at your phone. What do you Google? Another thing that I find absolutely fascinating, which is something that hit me right in the face, when I was working a job that I, there were things that were really good about it, and there were things that were absolutely fucking crazy bad about it. And looking back, I was so focused on performing well for everybody involved, for my clients. I was focused on being a good coworker, a good employee. I was so focused on doing the best possible job for that role. But when I stepped back long enough to realize why I was feeling so sad and so empty, I realized that when I showed up back home, what I actually was really, really deeply curious about, like if I looked at all the audiobooks I bought, all the podcasts I listened to, everything was about spirituality and emotions and why we are so in pain, and psychology and neuroscience and quantum physics. And I was deeply curious about something, some things. I was curious about life. I was curious about my existence. And every second that I would spend away from doing what I was most curious about, that was the most painful thing. Because I was feeling the fact that my existence, my life, my precious life, was being spent doing something I didn't fucking feel like doing. And what I just want you to pay attention. This is not me saying what I felt like doing is sitting on the couch and, like, you know, numbing myself to death. What I wanted to do was research. What I was curious about was my own existence. Like, I was actually not numbing myself from anything. I was the most present. My whole all of me, my being, my consciousness was 100% present in that moment. I wanted to research the world. I wanted to understand myself. I wanted to read psychology textbooks, stuff that if you told me I really wanted to sit with that and read that by myself when I'm tired, like, I would have never believed you if you said that to me like 10 years in the past. Because at that time, I wasn't ready. I wasn't curious about it yet. At that time, I was curious about boys. I was curious about, you know, looking pretty. And maybe even actually going to this university I really liked. I was curious about very different things. But what matters to me now, and what I really want to kind of like just hammer home, is the fact that if you are curious about something, and everybody's curious about something, like I said in the beginning, for me, I was curious about my own depression. Why was I so depressed? And what that continued for, I followed that curiosity. I continued to follow that curiosity, and that curiosity took me from the darkest depths into the highest highs. And I'm not talking about something that's outside of me. It was just the fact that I let my curiosity lead me into happiness. My curiosity led me into fulfillment. My curiosity brought me to life, because all of a sudden I cared. I wanted to learn. I wanted to know. I don't learn everything that I learn. I don't work with the coaches that I work with. I don't go to school. I don't read the books for any other reason than I fucking want to read the books. I want to understand humans. I want to understand the people who wrote the books and why they wrote the books. Like, why did they have that perspective on life? Like, what made them think like that? When I read something, I don't just say, oh, that's great. Let me put that in my paradigm. Sure, I do that. But I also look at why that person actually wrote that. Like, what is it about their life that made them say that, that makes that saying more legit or less legit to my perspective? It is so fun to do what you're curious about. And you might not be curious about what I'm curious about, but you're curious about something. You're curious about something. There's something you want to know about the world. You're going to die someday. I'm going to die someday. And then you won't have a chance to do what you're curious about. Maybe, and I don't wish this on anyone, but maybe you're going to be really old and your mind's going to be there, but your body's going to be tired. And you're going to be in your head and you're going to be sitting there and be like, oh, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. I wish I researched this. Aren't you curious about who you can be? You were born for a reason. Like, this is, I know it sounds cheesy, but it's so true. Think about your favorite song, your favorite movie. Those people were born and they had hard days too. And guess what? They kept going and you benefit from that. I benefit from that. What about all those doctors, those nurses, those people picking our garbage from the streets right now who are working, putting themselves at risk because of the coronavirus? There's people that are helping. They're always on purpose. They care about helping in their own way. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It's never about what you're doing, but it's your relationship to what you're doing. What is your relationship to what you're doing? There's some things that you can do that you look at that you're just like, oh my God, I could never do that. And somebody else might look at that being like, oh my gosh, that makes me feel like so good. I feel so relaxed. I know that I like folding towels, but I don't really like folding shirts. Folding towels, I just love the way they look. It's just like so nice. Folding shirts is kind of frustrating because like they don't always line up the right way or whatever. I know my mom is excellent at folding laundry, and I just don't even understand how someone is that good at it, but she is. And she kind of takes pride in it. By the way, my mom is a badass at so many things that this actually doesn't do her justice. But this whole podcast episode is literally about saying your happiness is your responsibility. Your happiness is your responsibility. Your happiness is your responsibility. It's no one else's job to make you happy. It's your job. And the way that you help yourself out of victim mode, out of victim mentality, is that you start doing shit you're curious about. And that you actually own that you're curious about that thing. Do you think that it was fun for me to kind of own the fact that I am super fucking spiritual and I'm weirdly into the woo-woo shit? And there's so many people around me that are like, that's fake shit, whatever. Like, it's kind of hard because I have to own the fact that I'm gonna be judged or embarrassed or ridiculed or made fun of. And I have to be cool with that because it's my truth. You kind of have to own what you're curious about and then actually pursue what you're curious about, whatever you're curious about, because your curiosity is true. Your curiosity is the truest thing. That is your North fucking star. In every single moment, if you don't understand intuition, if you don't understand what intuition even means, what are you curious about? Do you understand what curiosity means? I know you do. Look at your phone. Look at the books you read. Look at the movies you watch. That's what you're curious about. Now that you know, if you're not in pursuit of that, if you're not doing anything to bring more of that into your life, into your world, you're not being responsible for your happiness. I hope this is landing. I love you so much. I love you so much. When we're aware that we're in victim mentality, when we're aware and accepting that we've actually been in self-pity, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, that's actually the moment that we get to own our future. That's the moment we get to own the next chapter, and I know that's the truth for me. I was definitely in that self-pity for a very, very long time. And it's really cool now when I see myself playing that card and I'm like, ah, I can't play that card anymore because I see myself. It's a matter of consciousness. You become aware of your own bullshit after you do this journey for some time. You get to read your own bullshit, and this is also why it keeps getting better and better. It doesn't mean you don't have bad days. It just means that when you do have one, you know that it's not the end of everything. You know that, you know, the sun comes up in the morning and it goes down at night. But that's your perception. The sun is actually always there. He's always just like chilling. And we just move. So choose your perspective. And remember that your happiness is 100,000% your responsibility. Have a good day.